Donald Trump and Xi Jinping have both landed in Japan for this year's G20 summit. And as expected, the trade war between the U.S. and China is set to dominate the agenda as the leaders prepare to meet on Saturday, a move seen as some sort of progress between the two countries. So for more analysis on this, we're joined by Jasper Lawla, who is from the London Capital Group. Jasper, thank you so much for your time. Before we talk about what to expect at this year's summit, when you look at the G20 summits, perhaps from the time you've paid attention to them, have they really been effective over the years in dealing with certain issues?
Well, I think it's fair to say that if nothing else, Donald Trump adds a bit of interest to these G20 meetings because they're generally fairly dull affairs with lots of promises that are never really kept. Maybe that's unfair because officially laws aren't passed at these meetings. So it's more about setting an agenda, but it's debatable how influential they be. People watch it at the time, but in my arena, financial markets, there generally isn't much effect. And I think that's sort of a good, gives you a good impression as to how widely important these things tend to be. But now with the trade war, very much a different story.
All right. So I mentioned in my intro that, of course, the meeting between President Xi and President Donald Trump is likely to overshadow the meeting. What are you expecting?
Yes, well, in the lead up to this, we've had an olive branch of sorts from Donald Trump apparently offering some sort of 6-month hiatus on additional tariffs on the rest of the goods imported from China into the U.S. In order to further negotiate this trade deal. We now know that President Xi has brought along a list of demands, if you like, that China would like to be part of the trade deal. And so then the word is that we're 90% there, and these are some demands China needs. Trump seems like he's willing to offer some time. So now it's more about the personalities. And I think on past experience, they seem to have got along pretty well. So it looks like we're not on the verge of a big fallout and a sudden escalation of the trade war. It looks like we're at a sort of a positive inflection point that should be received well in financial markets.
All right. I mean, we've been talking about the trade war and it's been happening for quite some time. But when you look at the numbers or markets or any key indicators, are we starting to see the effects of what is happening on the trade side, perhaps when you look at what's bubbling underneath?
Well, there is certainly some evidence of a global slowdown in growth. It's hard to attribute that directly to the trade war. We are a bit long in the tooth in this economic cycle, and so there was always going to be some sort of downturn that was going to happen at some point in time. I think probably the trade war has affected the timing of it, and now we're starting to see the reaction from policymakers, and so that's been one of the biggest shifts we've seen in the last month, is that now central banks globally look like they're moving towards cutting interest rates to deal with the uncertainties that we've seen so far, but also looking a little bit into the future to the potential damage this trade war, if it keeps rumbling on and all the uncertainties associated with it do some damage to the economy.
So in an interview that President Trump has done with Fox TV in the U.S., he started off by slamming the EU with regards to the raft of antitrust cases that they've brought up against some of the U.S. tech companies. And he also mentioned India, saying that for quite some time now, they've had high tariffs against the U.S. and that must stop because it's unacceptable. Do you think that those kind of conversations might even give you the impression that this trade war might perhaps even shift from China and even look at the EU and India as well?
Well, he's nothing if not consistent. It's America first. And so I think the term that's being used for this tactic by Trump is maximum pressure, and it's basically a method of extracting the best deal for America. And Donald Trump is looking at the U.S.'s relationship with the world, and he thinks there's value to be added to America. China, if you just look purely at the the current account deficit, that's where the biggest value is to be had. But clearly, he's looking to these other large economies like Europe, like India, and seeing similar things. And he wants to do better for America, at the very least try to do so. So I think you're entirely right in your analysis. Next is Europe, and specifically the automotive sector, which is already struggling and in a weak position and in a difficult position to negotiate with America. And next will be places like India.
Jasper, let's leave it there. Thank you so much for your time. That's Jasper Lawler from the London Capital Group.